All right. Okay. We're here with our very first podcast of the Lorenzo and Steven show with your hosts, Lorenzo
and Steven.
First topic, colonization of Mars. Steven, what do you think about the colonization of Mars?
I think that the colonization of Mars is something that we should definitely look forward to in the future because of global warming and climate change that's happening in our society today. I think that it is something that would be inevitable because of how everybody treats our planet, but that's just my current stance on it. How about you, Lorenzo?
Oh, well, I am against the colonization of Mars because we see it's already a very hostile planet compared to ours, so we're not going to be moving into something any better than ours. And also, we don't really have the resources available to undergo a project this massive.
Yeah, I totally get that. I think that we're working right now on the resources, but I think that in the end, it's going to be inevitable that we're going to have to move sometime soon. Not like 1,000 years soon, but like maybe 100 years soon, because we already know that the ice in the world is already melting, so that's something definitely we should look out for. So,
well, the thing is, as we progress technologically, we're also able to better control our environment, and even when we aren't, we're able to better adapt to the environment around us. In terms of we do have stations in Antarctica already, and we have people reclaiming deserts like in the Sahara. So in the most hostile environments on Earth, there's already people who are starting to reclaim it. And
I see your point there, but it's just that, I mean, climate change, it's inevitable.
All right. That concludes our first topic, I guess.
And a word from our sponsors at Seats.com. Are you tired of hard chairs? Head over to Seats.com and use the promo code COMFY for 25% off your first chair. That's Seats.com, SEAATZ.com. Head over there, use the promo code COMFY for 25% off of your first chair. Okay, now let's get back to the podcast. All right, and on to our second topic of the day, mining minerals on the moon. Is it feasible? Lorenzo, what do you think?
Well, I say, at this point, with the advances we have in space travel, it would be economically feasible for us to exploit the moon's resources that have been sitting there forever. You know, no one's touched them. Let's see. I know it has many minerals that are used in computers, computer chips and motherboards and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, you say that we're technologically advanced enough to mine minerals on the moon, but I think it's been a while since we've been to the moon, actually. I mean, when's the last time we took someone to the moon? Are we even going to be able to make trips just to get resources? I mean, how is that going to be economically feasible for us if we barely even take trips to the moon?
Well, that is a good point. We haven't had a lot of practice in recent years. But I believe that private companies have made quite a lot of advances in the cost of chemical thrusters that they use. So now it takes more money just to... It takes a lot less money to make a trip to the moon and back. And I believe the profit that you could generate by gathering minerals from the moon would definitely cover the cost of the maintenance of the vehicles that you're using to transport back and forth.
I think I agree with you to an extent that maybe sometime in the future we would be able to do that, because honestly right now I just don't really see any companies that are really that advanced enough to make frequent trips to the room to the moon and make money off of that. I think that what SpaceX is doing right now is a great direction for the future, but I honestly don't see it happening anytime soon.
Well, it's very interesting that you say that, because, as you know, very recently, China has launched a rover that has set foot on the moon, and it cost them less than $100 million just to transport it there. And as we speak, the EU is also planning to send mining robots, or not robots, but remote-controlled vehicles to start mining operations there. Now, I think now would be a good time to bring in our expert so we can see what kind of minerals there are and how much profit they would generate. Benito Garza?
All right, okay, let's see here. Well, moon mining, yes, can be feasible, all right? Because there is a rare element on the moon that we have not tapped into yet, but it is known. It is called lignite. Yes, it's hard to pronounce, but it contains titanium, iron, and also it has oxygen in it, which is vital to everyday life on Earth. So, meaning, if we go to the moon and we're able to mine there and get that ore or mineral and bring it back to Earth, we can now then separate it into the elements it has inside of it and be able to use it on everyday life on Earth.
Now, before we begin our next topic, here's a word from our sponsors at Stamps.com. If you're like most Americans, you can't afford to always be going back and forth to the post office. It's simply too time-consuming. Luckily, with Stamps.com, you can print your own postage right from your own home. All you have to do to get 20% off your first subscription is enter promo code LORENZO over at Stamps.com. That's LORENZO. And now for our third topic, the creation of artificial intelligence. Stephen, what do you think about artificial intelligence?
I think that artificial intelligence is a positive thing for our society because of what it can offer for us. I think that as time goes on, we're going to be able to practically enslave the robots and make them do whatever we want for our benefit. I think that in the long run, they'll be very useful and they'll just do things like 10 times faster and smarter than us humans could ever do.
Can you go a little more into detail than that?
I just know that our technology would advance way faster with the help of artificial intelligence, because I think that the sources of error would be less and that they would be able to figure things out quicker. And we would be able to use that to our advantage into the future.
Well, the thing is,
what do you think about that, Linda?
How do we know they're going to always be working to our advantage? If we give them a simple task and they perhaps do not comprehend it as we intend for them to.
Well, we can always just cultivate them in a way that we can figure out, like, sort of a control chip to how we always have access to everything they're doing. So I'm not saying that we recklessly just randomly build AI. I'm just saying we should, like, carefully watch them and upgrade them over time, but keep an eye on them to make sure that they're not doing anything bad. Or
all right. I think I see what you're going with this. Yeah. Let's bring in our expert on the matter, though.
for as far as you know. Weyland Scheidt.
Hello. Weyland, what do you have to say about this? I am an expert on artificial intelligence. I think both talkers here have some very good points. Lorenzo, I mean, he's kind of wary of, you know, artificial intelligence, you know, going pretty bad. Stevens, he's pretty gung-ho about this. But I really think that, you know, artificial intelligence could be used, but, I mean, if you have a nuke, right, you could give it to some very, very useful people that could make nuclear energy. But with artificial intelligence,
wow,
you know, terrorists might get a hold of that nuke and they might, you know, set it off. And I think the same way. So, artificial intelligence, I mean, machines can have goals. For example, a missile is going for a house. I mean, so, I mean, it depends on who is using the artificial intelligence.
Well, that's a very good point. I agree with you on some parts.
Well, what do you disagree?
I mean, most of what you said is true. If it gets in the wrong hands, it could be really bad. I mean, I don't think I really disagree with anything that you said, honestly.
I mean, because once you let the cat out of the bag, things could get bad fast. I mean, I've seen the Terminator.
All right, I think this is going to have to be fast. So, yeah, this has been Weyland Scheidt talking about artificial intelligence.
Thank you. I'm an expert.
Thank you, Weyland.
All right.
All right. Thank you for listening. This has been the Lorenzo and Steven Show.